Zone Hacks.
Ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the stand to my Netflix, Nick Capper. How are you, Nick?
Yeah. Who wants to see some good old Jaws 2? Not Jaws 1, but Jaws 2.
Stan
the kind
sucks.
Of shit you see on...
Yeah. It's like bargain basement movies and just shitty reality TV.
Yeah. But hasn't it got that Charlie Kaufman show with Jim Carrey in it that looks kind of fucking weird?
The Man Michelle on the Moon Gondry, documentary?
Whatever. No, not...
Charlie Kaufman show.
Yeah. It's like a show. Anyway, fuck, this isn't funny. Look,
yeah, that sucked.
Speaking of not funny, we've got our guest, Ray Badran.
Oh, hey, the guys. Man. All the way from Paris.
I'll be Amazon Prime. That's pretty good.
Isn't that one good? That one's good.
There's so many. You hear about like all these like fucking like all the American ones like Hulu and stuff like that. But like I wanted to watch like a show, this one show, and I Googled like how to watch it. And the amount of streaming sites that came up that you could watch it on that I'd never heard of. There's one over in London called Britpop. And it just must collate like the worst of the worst British shows. Like any good British show would go to one of the bigger ones. And yeah. Like, so that's pretty shit if you like.
Oh, man. And the content. States has Quibi. Quibi is failing now. Oh. Like fucking no one's watching shit on their phones because we're all trapped inside. Well, Capper and I are trapped in Melbourne at the moment, but you're living it up in Paris by yourself, you fuck.
Yeah, I'm in Paris. So I just came here, a bit of R&R. It's a bit of Eat Ray Love, I'm calling it. Just looking after myself.
Ray, this is pretty funny. Speaking of phone hacks, last time I saw you, we were on an absolute bender in London for the inferior podcast, the Dum Dum Club. And we went to a bar. And I was dancing on the bar, and then someone dacked me.
I do remember this. Actually. I remember that part.
I was dancing with a large Indian man, and then someone dacked me while I was dancing. And then the fan of the podcast put it up in the Phone Hacks podcast group, like with my dick hanging out. And I had to fucking yell at this dude. I like messaged him over a thing going, my girlfriend messaged me. Oh, lucky I was at an airport in Singapore. She's like, there's a video of you with your dick nearly out. Apparently Mike said you just saw a bit of neck or something like that.
You just saw top of the chode, really.
Top of the chode, well, yeah.
Cappy, I know another comedian that used to get his dick out a lot around other people, and that guy was Louis C.K., and he rose to the top of comedy at one point, so, you know, maybe you're kind of doing it in reverse, you know?
Yeah. but that was a great night. We were out in London, and it was good to see you, buddy, and... We went to every bar that was open. It was closed. Every bar was closed or something. But then this one Indian dude who owned a Central American themed bar came in and he let us dance on the tables, and that was a good time.
Yeah, that was such a loose day and night, and I was actually scared of what you were going to say then because I can't really remember a lot of it. But I do remember having the craziest time. I just remember going to that podcast, getting excited to see everyone, and Milan was there and just fed me shots and beers straight away. And then, I was pretty tipsy for the first episode, and I was like, I sort of stayed quiet and I was a bit reserved, and I was like, oh, I'm not being funny. And then, obviously I had more to drink, and I was like, this next episode I'm just going to try to be funny. But, yeah, I probably shouldn't have tried.
thanks so much for being on, though. And, it's 9 a.m. in Paris. And you're the only person that goes to Paris to get away from their wife. And that's I respect that.
No, look, don't say that. You know, she's I've been in the past.
Are you going to propose to yourself?
Proposed myself. Oh, I kind of wish I could at the
top of the Eiffel Tower.
I kind of wish I could. I really need to be by myself for a bit. I've just been in apartment. It's the lockdown. I know you guys are locked down, but the lock-in in London up until recently where it's starting to look a bit more optimistic and stuff was fucking, you know, it's one of the worst places in the world to be. It was just like, and you know, I lost all my work there in Australia as I opened. I can't come back because my wife's sponsored through her work and stuff like that, and I didn't really want to leave her alone. So I lost a lot of work.
Yeah,
that just caused a bit of fuck. This isn't meant to be a relationship counseling podcast. things are good. Things are good. I just needed, you know, I was a bit fucking, bit of a needy artist and been a bit crazy in the home, and I had some deadlines to do. So just want to come down here and do that a bit. Yeah.
Well, it's good to see you, man. And like, I don't know if you're familiar with the pod, but like, we're obviously back on Zoom doing this shit now. It's ideally we like to be in the same room because we swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. Of those four things, what would you be like the most apprehensive of someone going through in your phone?
I mean, like, this is a relatively new phone, so I don't really keep much shit. So what are my options? Draft tweets,
camera roll, search history, and notes.
Oh, 1,000% search history. Fuck, 1,000%
Oh, really?
No, it's just like any. Well, draft tweets, well, there'll be some shit jokes, you know. Camera roll, I don't really take that many photos and it's a new phone. What was the other one? Notes, the jokes, and I'm pretty funny, so that's all right. And then but search history, like, you know, regularly look up porn, and it's not weird porn, but, you know, all you have to do is if I just look up I don't want to be defined by one of the videos I've watched or the title of the video I've watched, you know? Like, it just goes there by accident. What if it was called, like, you know, man watches his wife get fucked by 20 or something like this and people think I'm into that or something like this, you know? And I'm like, I'm not into that, you know? It just ended up on that, like, through the fucking suggested videos.
There's something so fucking perfect about you and Paris alone just cranking it to cuck porn on your phone.
I'm not doing that. I didn't come down here to fucking have a 10-day fucking wank off, you know? talk about search history and porn. Like, so once, I mean, this is, we've admitted it all now. I mean, but I'm watching this porn video on my phone right once, and it was this amateur porn video, right? And I can't even remember what, like, I can't even remember how I got to it, right? But then I'm watching it, and it was a shit video. It was shit. And then it was like, but in the background, it's in their bedroom. In the background, the TV's on. And on the TV, it's Conan, the Conan O'Brien show. And on the Conan O'Brien show, it's Daniel Sloss doing stand-up. And I'm like, oh, I know Daniel Sloss. I've gigged with Sloss before. And I'm watching this porno and I'm watching the TV in the background, watching the stand-up on the TV in the background, you know. And and I remember telling Daniel Sloss, and I was like, man, I saw this thing, and he's like, can you send me the video? And I don't even know what video it was. And I was like, oh, it'd be my search history. And I went to the search history. And it was something like, the video was something called something like slut wife fucking sucks. It was something fucked. And I just, I was like, I can't send it. I don't want this. Like, this isn't, you know, like.
Yeah, the title of it.
I don't want to. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, that's, like, I'm not looking up weird porn ever. But porn has become, like, you know, I don't want to be defined by. Just normal porn. Anyway, let's stop talking about porn.
No, but was the sound on for Sloss?
Yeah. You can hear Sloss. You can hear Conan. I'm trying to listen to the set. I'm trying to listen to the whole set, you know? That's what I knew comedy had taken me over too much, you know? There's people getting sucked off and stuff like this, and I'm just fucking trying to see who's doing stand-up in the background.
That must be their kink. They love doing it while, like, some pale albino comic tells them to get a divorce.
You know you're not kicking too many goals in stand-up when you can't even interrupt a dude's boner, you know?
Maybe they just like, you know, giving a blowjob to like a laugh track or something like that. I don't know. Getting one to a laugh track.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's great. And that's the funniest story I've fucking heard in ages. That is great.
I fucking forgot about that, actually.
I remember I was watching once a porno with my mates, and it was one where there was like a dude, he picks up an alien, right?
An alien?
Kicks the alien. Yeah, and she's dressed in all silver costume.
Yeah.
And then as we're watching it, my mate goes, man, that costume's made out of those windscreen covers that you put to protect your dashboard from the sun.
The sun protector, yeah.
And when you look closer, you're like, yeah, it is.
That's high-budget, some space-age technology shit she was using there. And watch the porn with your mates is already weird enough, and then commenting on the material.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to boarding school.
Guys,
so
let's stop jerking it.
I went to boarding school. It was quite homoerotic. Like, you know, there'd be...
Yeah.
I mean, porn's a really bad thing, so I don't want to promote it too much. I think it's a real bad indictment on society, and I watch it all the time accidentally, like brushing my fucking teeth. But I remember growing up, and I went to an all-boys boarding school, and we'd watch...
Me too.
..like porn in the rec room. People would get up at like midnight, and we'd all go in there, and there'd be these porn VHS tape or videos or whatever, and they'd put it on, and they were just fucking... I mean, like, because porn back then, it wasn't like you could Google one thing. It was like, you know, an hour and a half movie with like everything, you know? And so, like, I remember just sitting there. We were like 14-year-old kids, like, fucking watching girls with anal beads coming out of their ass going, like, what the fuck is this? Is this sex? Like, I went to an all-boys boarding school. I'm like, is this what happens, is it? And,
yeah.
But, like, a lot, oh, this is so fucked, but, like, you know, everyone would go with their blankets and sit on these couches, and you know, everyone's kind of jerking off under the fucking blankets.
Man, we never did anything that fucking. I went to a boarding school.
Oh no, neither. No, I didn't either, man. I just saw other guys doing it. I didn't do it. Yeah, go on.
But the worst thing was in those situations, you'd be all sitting down watching a porno, but then you'd. You wouldn't be able to move till the porno finished, because if you got up midway, everyone would just pay you out like, oh, he's going to jerk off. Oh, and you're just like,
all right.
No, I need to go to the toilet. They're like, whatever, mate. And then just ridiculed. And just to live through that ridicule was too much for me. So I'd have to wait right till the end.
Well, I think it's worse sitting there barred up and then not doing anything. At least Badgerin in his boarding school had the integrity to take it to completion. You know?
Oh, what, to fucking jerk off in front of each other?
No, it's not in front of each other. It's like the big, well, you know, you just, it's like, you know, you make a tent with your legs and then you put the blanket over it and you've got an ample enough room in there to do whatever you like and no one can see. It's just, you can tell because the room kind of goes silent at times, you know? Oh, this is so fucking gross. I wish I hadn't started like this. Anyway.
No, that's great.
Man, this would explain that night in London when you were really drunk at the end of the night. You got up on one of the tables and just started jerking it.
No, I did not. Somebody throw me a blanket.
You kept saying, throw me a blanket, throw me a blanket.
That's why you bring a blanket wherever you go. I remember backstage at the Comedy Store, I was always like, Badger's always got this blanket with
it. I remember this one kid at school told us he jerked off in geography class. And like, and we're like, how'd you jerk off in geography class? And then like this other guy's like, yeah, Mr. Harrison's the teacher. And I'm like, I don't know if he wasn't jerking off over the teacher. I don't know if that happened, but like he jerked off under the table in class or something. I don't even know.
He just wanted to find True North.
I don't know. Maybe he couldn't help it. Just started rubbing his legs together or something. I don't know what happened. Yeah.
Speaking of jerk-offs, we had Ben Russell on the episode last week. Nothing really to recap because he was Kapper made this thing for him to post on his socials that Ben was running Zoom improv classes. And Ben, like, you know, he's the fourth time he's done the podcast, but this time around, yeah, he didn't want to put it off because he didn't want to get messages from tons of people interested in taking Zoom improv classes. So he kind of bitched out on that one.
Yeah, oh, no, that's a bit of a shame, but anyway.
Well, here's what the are thing. You gonna do? I regularly hack my phone pretty badly myself, you know, just like when I'm drunk, I do some really bad, stupid things. And
yeah,
I recently... So I don't even know how, like, you know, I mean, family aside, I don't really know what I could do that could really embarrass, like, I've done everything embarrassing I could ever do, you know? Like, I don't know how I could be worse, you know? But
I noticed, though, you haven't been tweeting much lately. You've been off the socials, if anything.
I had to get off it. It was all, this has been a fucking pretty tough time for me, you know? Like, I just dedicated a lot of time to the UK and, like, I had to start again sort of comedy in the comedy sort of thing. And things were going well and just, you know, I had – it all sounds shit, but I had a lot of momentum and a lot of things happening and, like, it's hard to – when those things go away, like, you know, I don't really have social media and stuff like that. So it was just I just had momentum that's gone and there's nothing tangible sort of about that. But I you know, in some ways I'm still lucky. I've still got I'm with a great agency and stuff like that. And I
You're the king of Zoom, right? You're doing all the Zoom gigs, just crushing it. Do you bring your little blankets?
I did two Zoom no blankets on that. I've done one Zoom gig and I did one online show hosted an online like a pre-recorded one sort of thing okay I suppose you know I don't know
yeah
I mean, they were better knows? Than some yeah
well because we're Melbourne is the only city now in Australia in full lockdown and so like I know some people are still running Zoom gigs. I'm still holding out for like an actual audience, you know, but
it's like it was so bad here and America as well that like these Zoom gigs and these online gigs kind of just became a bit more tailored and a bit better. So there's one Zoom gig in particular, it's called Always Be Comedy in London. It's a great gig when it was on and it has a really loyal fan base and stuff like that. And so you do a Zoom gig to that and it's got a few hundred people logged on. And then he mics up the first, like, about 20 regulars. And so you can see their faces and they're mic'd up. Yeah. And so you sort of have an audience of 20 people. And it's not the same as a gig, but as far as it's better than a gig outside, it's better than a corporate gig. You get more out of it. You can definitely try jokes and see what works and stuff like that. But as far as performing goes, it's quite harder. And then... Yeah. The other one I did was an online show, which was like people sending clips from their home, sort of comedians sending clips, and I sort of hosted that between that. And that was fine. But, yeah, it's hit and miss. And, yeah, I think a lot of it's knee-jerk reaction and pretty shit sometimes. But
I actually saw that a UK comic got cancelled doing a Zoom gig. So fucking even on the
what happened there? Who was that?
I'm not going to say names, but he had just done his spot, and then the MC for the Zoom gig said, "This next act is a female comedian," and he goes, "A female comedian? I better get ready." And he held up a box of tissues. And everyone lost their mind, and he got whatever axed out of the Zoom, and then you know just the attack online.
I can't Google this UK comedian.
Who's this? What are your search terms?
UK comedian Zoom female
box of Kleenex.
I doubt you'll find it.
But I just know he got attacked on Twitter, and so like it's still possible to get canceled doing gigs even in the virtual arena.
Probably more. It's all recorded, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you say we get into the phones?
Yeah. So what we do is
we got nothing to recap, do we?
No. Well, I said Brussel refused to do his hack. It's the first episode I think we've ever done where no one did shit. We just did like. The raps and orals. So, nothing actually went out on last week's episode. First time in 118 eps. So, we'll see what happens. today. Ooh. But I don't know if you guys could see that phone or if it's too bright.
Yeah.
So that's the...
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, yeah.
That's the wheel. So I'll spin that to see what we're going through in my phone. All right. All right, spin the wheel.
Spin it and see what comes up. Man, the music's back.
Did you get rid of the sponsor thing? All right. Search history.
Oh, that's just for me. Just for Goldstein. It's fine, right? You can relax.
We'll spin the wheel each time.
Your blanket searches are safe with us.
No, why would I be searching blankets? You know, I'm not.
Is that too bright? Can you see the actual?
Yeah, it's a bit too bright. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me see if I can.
Ray, I've missed you so much, mate.
You too, brother. You too. Well, I fucking haven't seen you for ages, and fucking started.
All right, there's the search history. If you see something you want to talk about,
let me have a look. TV
show.
No, it's drunk history. Fucking bullshit. Let me have a look at that. Where I can't. Oh fuck! Right off. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can't see you.
My mum's calling me on the fucking phone. It's right over it. She's so annoying. God. That's part of the reason why I came here. Anyway. It's all intertwined. Like, she just fucking doesn't leave me alone. And same with my wife. Oh, I just need to come to Paris and jerk off by myself, you know? But, I just want to go on the record. I want to go on the record and say there's been a lot of talk about wanking here, and I just wank a normal amount, like not too much, not too little. And, I mean, there is probably a thing – I mean, no, there is probably no normal amount, sorry. So I just want to – I'm not proud of everything that's been said so far, and let's move on. I'm a good boy.
All right, back into my search history.
Okay.
If you can see anything.
Too hot to handle cast.
Right.
Too hot to handle cast. What are you doing there, brother? You've been watching a bit of TV?
Oh, this is great. Oh, well, that's that shitty.
Insanely shitty reality show on Netflix where the premise is, I don't know, like 10 hot people on an island and they can't fuck. If there's like a $100,000 prize for all of them, and then if they kiss, it like shaves 6,000 off, and then if they fuck, who knows, like 20,000.
Do the blanket thing, they'll be fucking sweet, you know, just chill out with the blanket.
That's the thing, they can't jerk it either. If they jerk it,
but no one knows with the blanket, you know, no one knows what's going on under the blanket, you know.
Everyone knows what's happening.
Are they going on the honesty system? Like, what, did you wear jerk off last night? Yes or no? Like, what, they're going to film you fucking in the toilet or so?
Man, if they're walking around with a full pitch tent, then definitely something's going on there, you know?
Yeah.
It's not an invisibility cloak. You realize that. It's like they can still see what you're doing.
Yeah. No, it's like Big Daddy, you know? Once you put the blanket on, no one can see you. Like, you know, when he's got the sunglasses in the. Oh, this is the worst reference. But,
Big Daddy.
Yeah. You guys know the famous scene in Big Daddy. Yeah.
You mean the best Adam Sandler movie?
Oh, I just watched Big Daddy the other week, so that's why. I don't know why I watched it, but
isn't Rob Schneider's in that, and like he plays a kind of funny character.
Steve Buscemi's like fucking McDonald's breakfast, you know?
Oh, he's a homeless guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I read a thing the other day, Paul Thomas Anderson's favorite movies, Big Daddy is one
really?
Of them. Isn't that crazy?
It is quite funny. It is good.
There is two Paul Thomas Andersons, though. There's the one who made Magnolia and, you know, Boogie Nights, and then there's the one who made Alien versus Predator. You know that, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's two directors with the same name, and they're widely different.
Why wouldn't one of them just go with Paul Anderson? You know what I mean? Well, the other one's obviously trying to, you know, say that.
Yeah. Big P.
Yeah, there's also
a so what, Mike? You saw Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah,
you wrote down a list.
We're trapped.
Of your hottest.
We're watching anything you know that's out there and some reality garbage. And because the Australian dude on that show, Capra, I think this came up in one of our bonus Patreon episodes. The dude on that show, his catchphrase when he was on Triple J was "Ring a ding ding, you got the king." So yeah. We've ripped off this complete vapid dipshit from a reality show.
So I'm giving you a lifeboat here, Mike. Yeah. Is that the reason you Googled the cast?
Yeah, sure.
That's the reason, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the exact reason.
It had nothing to do with, wow, wonder if there's any nudes of these other people. You just wanted to know that guy, right?
It'd be so, to put nude into a Google search would be the most just debased loser thing.
That's how I knew my dad had been looking up porn on the computer at home, because someone had Googled boobs. And I'm like, who the fuck Googles boobs?
Is your dad 8 years old?
Well, it was just like, this was like about 5 or 6 years ago or whatever, like, you know, and he just obviously found out how to, like, he was like, and I just saw like boobs or naked boobs or some shit like this. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, naked boobs.
Naked boobs is hilarious.
He is 8 years old.
Yeah.
I remember the lowest, well, that's one of the lowest. I remember one of the lowest points in my life was once I Googled, I think I'd just about seen every porno, and I Googled good new porn. Like that's, yeah, that's how I knew that I'd been single for too long. Good new porn. Give it to me.
At our lock-in, so I've become friends with our neighbours, good friends with the neighbours, and yeah. I hang out with them and we hang out with each other and talk about phone hacks. I had this podcast idea that I had pitched to like my agency and this producer I worked with at the BBC, and they liked the idea, and I was like, all right, I'm going to figure out how to do it. And it was just about how much fun I could have in my apartment. And, like, I had a few different episodes and of what I was going to do, but I thought I'd make it up. I was like, no, can you send us a sample? And then one of my neighbours who I'd become friends with came over, and he was like, I've taken these. Well, we became all very close and the doors were open and everything, and we just fucking, you know, it's a bit of a sitcom situation and everyone's walking. He comes into my apartment and he goes, Ray, can I? And I'm playing PlayStation with his housemate at my place, and he comes over and he goes, oi, Ray, can I have some of your beers from your fridge? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, oi, guys, I've just taken 2 David Bowie ecstasy pills called Ziggy Ziggies. Do you guys want some? And I was like, oh, no, nah, not now. We're just playing PlayStation. I was like, oh, maybe I'll do the podcast with this guy. I'll ask him to do the podcast.
Yeah.
So later on, we do the podcast, and I take a pill with him, and I do this podcast, and it's kind of funny, but it is funny actually. I don't know. I can't even tell anymore. It's gone off in the building. Everyone loves it in the building. So what we do is we try to order. I order Uber Eats, and he orders Deliveroo from the same restaurant at the same time to each other's apartment, and we're just racing these 2 drivers, and on different screens. And that was the plan for the podcast, right? But we're so fucked that, like, he puts in the wrong credit card details and, like, he can't get the order right, and my order takes off, and, like, anyway, it's all over the fucking place. But and then, like, we realise at the end my food comes and we're like, where's his food? And he'd put in the wrong address, and, like, it went to the other side of London or some shit like this, right? And then, like, so this is the podcast, but, like, we finished it and it was pretty funny and everyone's liking it. But this is just the fucking 5 people that we've been hanging out with for like 3 months in this building. And so that night at like midnight, I sent it to everyone via email saying, here's the first episode of my podcast. And then like the next day I sort of wake up and I look and I'm like, oh, what have I done here? And then I just like kept staring at my phone and no one replied. And I was like, oh, no. And then eventually I get a reply from this producer at the BBC, and he's like, man, this is pretty funny. It's pretty crazy, but, like, what do you plan to do with it? And, like, that was enough to encourage me to record another one. So we're like, let's make a gig. So we make a gig in the common area of our building, and I host it, and we find all these, like, a few different artists in the building to play in the gig.
Yeah.
But then someone from the building calls the police and the gig gets shut down. So that was episode 2. So I've got these 2 episodes of this podcast that are absolutely fucked that I sent to everyone, and they're like,
yeah,
this is just fucked.
So dude, I got an idea. I got an idea for your third episode. Is there a rec room where you can all jerk it?
Episode three, blanket time.
Oh no! But we're talking about the port. I hang out at their house. They hang out at our house. Blah blah blah. And they got this trivia game fucking on some TV thing called like Fibbage. And it's like some TV that you all go on the Wi-Fi and it's on the TV and you play this trivia game on your phone with the TV, right? So I'm regularly on their Wi-Fi and then I can cast from my phone to their TV now from my apartment. Like I can just control their TV without them knowing. So I just put on – I've been doing my own news reports and playing like Simpsons porn and stuff like this on their TV, whenever like they have guests. If anyone comes over, I just put like – just like homoerotic porn on and stuff like this, or I do a building news report, and it's quite funny.
Haven't they caught on by now that it's you fucking with them?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, but they just can't do anything. I mean, they can change their Wi-Fi password, but then like, I'll just figure it out again.
That's a good hack. Too Hot to Handle is a reality show on Netflix. We talk about it on the bonus app on Patreon. Get on the Patreon. Might as well do the plug now. Only $5 a month for four bonus episodes, as well as Capper's been putting up pictures of his notebook, which has been going off. People love an insight into Capper's notebook. And yeah, killer bonus episodes, $5 a month. We're in lockdown for the foreseeable future, so give back to us. We need it now more than ever. Capper?
Yeah.
Cool. Good plug.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. You just lagged for a bit. You were just going, and I'm like, oh, Mike's either having a stroke or the...
Yeah, that's all right. You realize
thing's
that's
given away.
That's just through the Zoom recording and not through the separate tracks.
Yeah,
though.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, you can pick one more thing in my search history if you want. I don't know what else is in there, and then we can move on to the next phone.
Let's see the screen.
Can you see?
Oh, it's hard to read it. What's that bottom one say?
Oh, shit. You set off Siri just then. anything else?
I forgot Siri responds to Ray Badron in a way. what else? Oh, Witches and Britches.
Witches and Britches. Ah. Yeah, because I wasn't sure whether... Have you been to that insanely shitty, kitschy restaurant in Melbourne, Witches and Britches?
No, I heard... I was going to go for fun, like just for shits and giggles. But then I think Greg Larson told me that he went and he had a real good time because... But he said it's kind of shit as well because they're all bogans there and stuff from out of town.
Yeah.
And they're hating it. So you're just watching everyone else hate it while you're having a good time.
What is it? What is it? What is this place?
It's like a weird theater restaurant where they like, it's like Dracula's in the Gold Coast.
Oh, so it's like you kind of go there ironically.
Yeah, it's like a Halloween themed restaurant.
So why would the bogans be upsetting? Like, I mean, isn't that kind of part of the reason why you go?
Well, because they're not there ironically. They want a good show. They want like a fucking...
I know, but if everyone was there ironically, it wouldn't exist. You know what I mean? Like it has to exist to be ironic.
Yeah. I don't own this place, all right? I don't...
No, but if everyone was going there seriously, then you couldn't go there ironically. You know what I mean? Like, you know?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no,
you know, it's
right,
funny.
Yeah,
it's funny to go there because it's shit, and everyone's going there. Like, I didn't mean that as an argument. I just meant that it's like, isn't that why you want to go?
Yeah. But yeah, why were you googling it, Mike? Are you on a budget at the moment for dates or what? Like,
no, I'm just looking for absolutely any work that's going whatsoever at the moment because I just got to get out there and perform, you know? Like, I'm a very theatrical dude, as it were, so I got to get out there in some kind of stage whatsoever. I put up a shitty tweet saying, when we went back into lockdown, this is bullshit, some security guard banged a quarantine hoe and now I can't go to Witches and Britches anymore, right? That was the tweet. And the joke is not only saying quarantine hoes, if you know, if you've heard that story, Badgerin, that's why we're back in lockdown, because a security guard slept with a lady.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah. And then so I looked up Witches and Britches because I was going to use the picture or just to see if it was still out. But I do some research before I put up a semi-funny tweet, Cap. Yeah. So we lose. I think we lost Badger.
I'm embarrassingly, my fuck off. My mother's still just fucking, you know, like, oh, God.
Wow.
Anyway.
She doesn't get the picture after three missed calls?
No, she's crazy, you know, and I'm a bit crazy too. I mean, like, I did run away from fucking my wife and her because they were annoying me too much. Well, not her, but like, they just team up against me, these women. I don't like them, my mum and her. Anyway. I've just got an overly possessive mother, and then fucking hell, I don't know, guys, you know.
No, let's get into it.
Counseling here today. No, we're talking a lot about fucking sexuality and mothers, and it's all a bit too Freudian now, and I'm growing up, and I just, yeah. But
no one made the correlation between sexuality and mothers. That was all you.
I mean, you guys are implying I'm having sex with my mom in Paris, and I don't like it. Well, I just don't like it.
All right. Hey, Ray, you want me to send your favorite blanket to Paris?
Should we keep going? Should we do Capper's phone?
Do my phone. Yeah.
All right. Spinning the wheel to see what we're going through.
Capper's good. It's a real, real Badrin show. I like it.
Yeah. Notes.
What? If you guys were running, if I was doing this podcast and I was the host and I knew this shit, why don't you just Google fucking, you know, like child welfare protection charities and shit like this, and then go, oh, look what you've found again. You've caught me there. Yeah. I've been Googling how to rescue puppies from the wild again, and yeah, I've been Googling how to save children in poverty, but yeah.
So Doctor everything to make us look good, like heroes every week.
Yeah.
Well, Capper's notebook is usually an absolute shit show.
You see anything on there?
All I can see is man glow. I don't know what the hell that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
Bum man with the power of the bum. To have a bum? What's that say? I like the bottom one. Bum man.
Bum man with the power to have a bum.
I don't get I don't get it. But I like it. I'm intrigued.
I've been coming up with these superheroes that don't really have a power, like Prison Man.
Yeah.
But that sentence kind of doesn't make sense as well. Like, is it a bum, like is it a homeless person, or a bum is in an ass?
I wrote it as an ass. So he's got the power to have a bum.
So he's a bum man. I'm assuming he's some sort of like, he's half bum, half man.
Yeah, he could be a large bum just with arms and legs.
That's how I'd imagine it. Like, like, you know how sometimes they've got like a cartoon peach? That's how I'd imagine it, you know, like a cartoon bum with arms, you know, a little head at the top. And then, but like the power to have the bum, I mean, that's sort of implied by his name, isn't it? The bum man.
So what if he's a bum man, but he's in charge of a homeless person? Like he owns that homeless person.
That's kind of SpongeBob SquarePants, you know what I mean? What if he's a bum man but he's homeless? You know what I mean? Like he's a kitchen sponge that was living under the sea, and this guy's a bum but he's homeless, you know?
Man, fuck, you're getting some writing done in Paris and I'm getting some ideas. You know, two different countries, one beautiful idea.
One beautiful bum. Like. If his whole body's a bum, then that means his mouth is the asshole, correct?
Yeah. Suppose so.
I mean, it could be that. Could be that, yeah.
So what's,
could be the top of his head.
But he's got
no
superpower. He's just an ass with arms and legs.
Yeah, he's got the power to have a bum. So do you have the power to have a homeless person, Mike?
I mean, I probably could. I got some money. That sweet Patreon dollar.
Yeah. All right, okay, you're bum man then.
Well, who's bum man's nemesis? Who's his arch enemy?
Pussy girl. Pussy woman. Pussy girl. No. Bums have to be bum. Yeah.
What about mouth? Is the mouth the opposite to the bum? Mouth man?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, pussy's not the opposite to the bum.
But people go ass to mouth all the time, bro.
Is that a new kink to go pussy to ass?
What do you mean?
You put your ass on the pussy.
What the fuck?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Is all, yeah, these, this is... are all these episodes this deprived, or have I sort of made it like this a little bit? Or
man, unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately, they always...
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good.
We don't know how it happens every fucking time.
It's just human nature.
Yeah, the Zoom
PG
ones.
Rated episode.
The Zoom ones get more filthy for whatever reason because we're all isolated in our own little bubbles.
Yeah.
And, you know, just projecting all our yeah, sick, twisted easier. Thoughts. Yeah.
Easier
so, Bum Man. And then what was the other one? There's Glow Man on there.
Oh, Glove Man.
Oh, Glove.
Man Glove. I don't know what that is. What about this? What about this? If the KKK can wear a mask, so can you.
It's pretty good.
Is that a good public service announcement?
Oh, yeah, for this. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be pretty funny for you to do like an Instagram video or something saying, I have my mask on and you're wearing a full KKK hood going out in public.
Yeah.
You can never be too safe.
I had that. I had that down as a hack for you, Mike. Saying like it had a picture of a KKK mask and an anonymous mask, and I was going to get you to put on Instagram, going the only masks I'll wear. But then I showed it to my housemates, and they're like, "Too rough, man. Too fucking rough." Like,
it's pretty good because so random for someone with the last name Goldstein to be rocking a fucking KKK mask, you know?
A mask compulsory in Melbourne at the moment? What's the...
As of tomorrow. Today. Yeah.
Oh, today.
And what, everywhere, or just in like sort of shops or some shit, or what's the... Or
everywhere. If you leave the house, you got to have it on, bro.
Yeah, right. It's like it's compulsory in London on public transport and in shops, right? But like on public transport, you're so used to like now you just pay with Apple ID. You pay with your Apple Pay and just to tap on and tap off like that on your phone. And then obviously on your phone now, you don't have to put on the new phones. You don't have to put your PIN code in. You just do your Face ID. So you just see everyone like collectively go up, pull down their mask, like get the Face ID recognized, then put it back up and tap their phone on to get their phone because it doesn't recognize them with the mask.
Yeah, defeats the purpose.
I predict a bit of stand up coming out from that, a bit of emotional stand up coming up from people about that later on.
Oh. Dude,
I can see it'll
crush
already.
It. Your Paris gig, yeah. That's your new.
Oh no,
that's your bum
Paris.
Man.
That'll be Michael. That's not my bum man. Don't compare that to bum man.
All right. What about one little more piece? Do you want some of that?
I don't know.
Fun man. What's fun man?
Fun man.
That's fucking fun man. What's fun man?
See, someone who writes these superheroes in their notebook, Fun Man, Bum Man, Glove Man, is the same type of person that would Google naked boobs, right? It's like fucking, it's like 8-year-old type shit. It's so funny.
No, what I like is the first one wasn't good and he just kept going with the rest of them, you know? It's like you'd usually do about 6 of these if it was good, you know? And you'd be like, am I flogging a dead horse here? Am I milking this too much? But he's trying to milk. Yeah, I like it. Go on, let's hear about Fun Man.
Fun man, he's got the power to have fun.
Yeah, right.
And so he just a giant ass as well?
Yeah.
Well, I reckon it should be Fun Girl. And then like
fun
the
girl.
Theme songs. Well, the theme, it'd be like, girls just want to have fun. And you know, it's Fun Girl. That's the
Ray,
theme
don't
song.
Try to be a white knight, mate, all right?
Mate, you know, I'm just saying.
Oh, look at this. We'll send you a bloody medal in the mail, mate, all right?
I mean, we've talked about depraved porn the whole fucking time and horrible, gross shit. And I suggest that Fun Man should be turned into Fun Girl based off
based off the fact that it rhymes with the song, no other reason, and now I'm fucking too woke for the podcast.
Fucking woke man over here.
Guys, come on, I think it should be woke girl. Yeah, I think, what about woke girl, right? Girls are more woke than guys. Girls are much more woke than girls. Yeah, girls are much more woke. You know?
Okay. Yeah, so I got that. The only other thing I was... This is pretty embarrassing, this one. You can tell I was at the end of my writing patch here when I said, can't you just have a light and no bulb? Why does there always have to be another component? You don't need a spring for a toaster. Why do lights always need a bulb? That is...
They don't.
That
they don't
is fucking
really.
Horrible.
Yeah, and they don't really always need a bulb, you know.
Really?
They always need a bulb. Light itself doesn't need a bulb, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, light rarely comes in a bulb form, really, you know.
Oh, well, there goes that funny piece of stand-up. I'll have to throw that one away.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look, my vote's with Bum Man on all that shit there. I'd go with Bum Man if I could okay. work on any of them. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right, Bum Man. I'll do a drawing of Bum Man, and I'll put that up in the Patreon or something. Bum Man.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
If any fans, someone drew a. I had Greasy Duck written in my book once, and someone drew a Greasy Duck, which was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And maybe, dude, yeah.
Don't abandon the light bulb thing. And I just love it that you're kind of stream of consciousness with your notebook, and you're clearly just looking around your house and you're staring at a light and then this light bulb bit just fucking sprang forth and you could, you never know. Then the toaster, was it the spring in the toaster? It could lead to something.
Yeah, what's another thing? What's a better
component?
I'm
pretty sure toasters do have springs.
That's how the toast comes
out. You don't
well.
Need to buy the springs separately. You know, you don't need to go to the supermarket to look for new springs.
But don't you buy the light with the
Kai,
bulb?
You fucking confuse me. You're not buying light itself. You're not buying the light, you know?
No, but
like on
sometimes when you buy
it. Can I buy this wavelength of light, please, from you guys? From the electromagnetic spectrum? You have this wavelength here? I would like it in anything other than bulb form, please. Anything other than bulb form. Do you guys have lights in other forms, not bulbs?
No, but whenever you buy a lamp, you've always got to buy a bulb, and it's annoying. Whenever you move into a house, you've got to buy bulbs.
Oh, that's not a bad point, you know? I was thinking about how it's fucking – people always talk about the common joke, like, you know, how many people does it take to change a light bulb? And, you know, it's a lot harder than they're making it out, because – you go to the shops and then automatically there's like they've already fucked you like the phone chargers. There's three different or four different types of bulbs you can buy. And you're like, oh, was this a screw one or was this a clip one? Which one was this, you know? And then you come home and then, you know, it's you don't think it's that hard, all right? Yeah, never mind.
Yeah. Well, no. But the whole problem there, Cap, was that you were saying light and bulb. You weren't saying lamp. So we thought you were talking about the actual light encased in the bulb.
Sorry, guys.
No fucking sense.
I was wondering why you were on such a rant there. I was like, these idiots, shut up. Jesus Christ.
Mate, yeah, you know. Doesn't make sense, brother. It just doesn't make sense. None
specific.
Of this makes sense.
All right.
Maybe you could do another one. How many Daniel Sloss stand-up clips does it take to make a dude come?
That's good. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. That's his other statistic from Jigsaw. It's how many couples have broken up and how many guys have come. all right, spinning the wheel to see what we go through in Badgerin's phone. He's worried about search history. And it looks like, dude, it's search history.
Search. Oh, goodness gracious, mate. Oh, God. Oh, well, how am I going to show you this?
Well, you can
because
just...
I'm on my phone.
Right.
Just tell us like, and just be honest.
Oh, we're going through the honesty system here. Okay, let's have a okay.
Just whatever. Maybe go three
I don't actually even know how to go to your history on your phone.
If you have the Google app, you can open the Google app and look from there. Otherwise, Safari, if you go to that and then like scroll through on the right bottom right hand side, if you hit on the pages and then you can scroll through the pages. Yeah. Anything?
What the pages that are open.
Pages that are open or just what you've searched. Either
so I press that bottom thing. It's just got like what's open on my MacBook Air, and then it's got where's the history here, brother? Oh, here we go. Search history. Fuck me. I mean, a lot of these are just like a lot of these. Actually, I'm actually in a bit of luck here, all right, because I've been in Paris, so they're all shit. Like so, this morning, best pan au chocolat in Paris, and I went and got the best chocolate croissant. This is about, well, you know, they're all fucking good. So when these places get the awards, they sort of rest off their laurels, but it was fucking very good. Yeah, it was. Yeah, but it wasn't that much better than one that I'd had here by accident the other day. So I have that. There's about 10 pages of that.
Yeah.
You're right, I did take off social media. I haven't been off social media and I have to go to like the actual websites like a fucking weirdo. So I mean I've gone, Kappa's on here for some fucking reason. I was on Twitter and I went through a lot of people's Twitters. And so there's Andrew Wolf, Nick Kappa, Trist. I don't want to be held by this. They'd be freaked out, you know, thinking, why is Ray fucking looking at my Twitter, you know? News.com. Here we go. Then there's porn, and then there's.
Give us some titles.
No, I can't give you that. Let me see. Okay, this one's pretty good. Two girls, homemade and amateur. Video. Oh, fuck, that's not good. Anyway, that's just bled, okay? And then just a lot of Twitter.
Yeah.
And then that's just this morning. And then I can't go to... that's
Jesus.
No. That's from whenever. Fuck, that's I didn't look up porn this morning.
That's
fuck.
A big morning, a jerk and a croissant.
Well, and you know, you lie in Twitter. Bed. You lie in bed, you have a jerk, you read Twitter, you read the news. Then I went out for a croissant and I come here and then there's Zoom. It's all there. It's like that's the whole day, day's man. There. That's the
dude,
whole day.
You're living
there.
It
it's
up been in about, Paris.
Yeah. Man, I'm eating croissants, jerking off and talking to my mates. You know, it's pretty good.
You couldn't do that if your wife was there, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
mate. So that's it. That's
no,
it.
That's fine, dude. Yeah.
Just going through a bit of a Twitter search and that's it. I mean, I got off that shit because it was all too depressing. And then, like, you know, I go on there and it just got too much at one point. Yeah, and I just fucking.
Oh, man. You got to take a break, especially now. But I noticed you hadn't been tweeting much. And you're not even on Instagram, are you?
Oh no! I've never been on Instagram. I've hated photos. I had a bad experience with photos when I was like 19, 20, and they've scarred me for life. I went to South America traveling, and I bought a digital camera, and I thought I'm gonna take photos on this trip, and I took photos all through this trip, and then like just before I left, after 3 months of traveling and taking photos, I'm in the airport in Peru, I think, waiting for a connecting flight, and I'm sitting there, and I go to look at the photos on the computer and, you know, it's all in Spanish and shit. So I just press okay on everything. And then I'm looking at them all and I'm, you know, waiting for this plane. And then I go on the flight. And then when I'm on the flight, I look at the photos on the phone and I realize I've uploaded every photo from this trip onto the airport computer, the 3 months worth of photos. And I was so deflated. I was like, well, there's no point in taking a photo ever again now, you know? So, But no, I should have social media. I don't know. It's just one of those things. I don't know. People say it's necessary as a comedian, but like, I don't fucking know either. I've got this far. It's been fine.
You've done pretty well without it, mate.
Yeah, well, should we get into the hacks? Let's do the hacks, shall we?
Let's go. Let's get into it.
So I got this cap. I got this new app, which is a dice rolling app on the phone. Ooh. So you can see what I roll.
I like that.
I think it goes, every time you hit it. Yeah, so I just rolled a two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Snake eye.
Two. Right. Oh, that's not snake two eye. Sorry. Is oral. So that's a.
I'm not doing this. You can't just say what. Oh yeah, you got a four. That's ass. You know.
get your blanket out. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. How good is this app? Didn't you just change it from a one to a two?
Well, no. That's
press it again.
If you hit it. It rolls each time. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It doesn't roll for too long. I keep hitting a one. That maybe was three do a one. Ones. Socials.
No, the first one was a two.
And what's oral?
Oral's like fuck, marry, kill, but Capra gives me three people. One I go down on, the other goes down on me, and the third is the only person I could talk to for the rest of my life.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, all right, well...
So we can do that, or we could do the four, or I rolled a, we'll do, okay, how about this, Cap? I'll hit it one more time, and we'll do whatever it lands on. All right. One.
Is that socials?
Yeah, that's socials.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Yeah.
I got a if you got any ideas, Ray, let me know.
What about who you should go down on?
No, we're bum doing man. The bum man. I'm fun man, so I'll go through.
Wait, sorry. What are we doing? Sorry, I got confused. So you got the one.
Well, so initially I rolled a two, but because Capra was confused by the dice and for the love of the pod, I rolled again, and I'm on social. So Capra can tell me to post something on whatever, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and I'll do it if it's not insane, basically.
Okay, look, this one's pretty insane, Mike.
Okay.
And I don't know how bad it is, but because the masks thing is coming in tomorrow,
yeah,
I thought maybe you could write this as a status either on Twitter or Facebook. Are there any chicks that can send me their used underwear? Oh. I'll wear that as a mask all day.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not doing that. In the current climate? Well, send me your used underwear, I'll wear that as a mask all day. Ugh, it sucks. it is no good.
What about, can anyone lend me their G-string?
Ugh.
I'll wear that as a mask all day.
Can anyone lend me their G-string?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, if this is what you want.
What do you reckon, Ray? What do you reckon of that one?
Yeah, I like the mask idea. I like the G-string one. I like it. What about, what? Oh, yeah, this is it. Screen sharing. Fuck, mate.
So we're sharing the screen. Yeah.
All right. Let's see how we go. Yeah. Let's. You reckon it needs anything else, Ray? Or I reckon it's pretty good.
What about a little bit of anti-vaxxer in there? You know, I saw that Melbourne chef got it, you know? So what about, like, what about I refuse to wear a mask, you know? No. This is pretty good.
You like that? Anyone got an old G-string I can use for a mask? It's ready to fucking tweet right there.
Can we put on the end, I'll wear that all day, or is that, is that too rough?
I mean, it sucks. All right, so
that's way better. That's way better. It turns it from a joke to way more creepier.
Yeah. All right, so you can see it in real time. There it is. Anyone got an old G-string I could use for a mask? I'd wear that all day. You happy with that?
Yeah, that's fucking great, man. You're the king.
Yeah, all right.
There it is. So good. Good work, Mike. Uh-huh. That is absolutely great. You're the king.
It sucks. All right.
Now I got to roll. So do you want to roll for me, Mike? Just put it up.
Yeah. All right. So I'll hit the dice.
And wait, I can't see it.
It's a two.
It's a two. I'll go again because you went again. Three. What's a three?
Three is a Facebook comment or a deep like. So
what's right. a deep lock? So, like a late, like one earlier for one, like a few years ago or some shit.
You just get on Facebook. You would find someone random, preferably someone who doesn't know about the podcast, and then he goes real deep on the photos and just chucks a like, preferably like a beach or a pool photo.
Okay, so in tradition of Ray, so I'll pick someone that's R.
Yeah, so put in R into your Facebook and then see what names come up.
Yeah, R-A, probably. But not me. R-A, but not me and not in comedy. Who have you got?
Yeah, anybody?
Okay, let's see who I got.
You can have some Rachels. You can have some Raylene's. You can have... I can't really think of any R-A's.
R-A.
Is there any... Sorry. Yeah, just no, R. Rachel. Even if it... Yeah, there's not a lot of R-A. See, if you just put R in, see who comes up.
Ray, there is a guy who's named Ray who did comedy in Sydney for a while, but he doesn't do it anymore.
Did I mean?
I haven't seen him in probably at least 10 years. Yeah, Ray Cashman.
Oh, yeah, Cashman. Yeah, I remember him.
He probably wouldn't know about the pod or anything, would he?
I don't know.
No.
Let's do it. Just...
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
All right, so go deep on his photos or even like go into his profile pictures and scroll back a bit of a ways. Yeah?
Okay, so let's look in his photos.
You got something?
Let's go way back.
All right. Just let me know when you've landed on something. Describe the photo for us.
He's going way back.
Oh, Kappa. I remember Ray Cashman won the Laugh Garage comedy competition. Were we in that? Were you in that in the final with me?
Yeah.
I think. And he won it.
Really? Man, that's hilarious.
You'll probably find it on there.
I think I remember that. Is there a thing where you can? Because he's got a lot of photos. Jesus, I want to go all the way.
Just choose one, man. Like if it's years ago, it's great. But just land on something.
Okay, so,
all right, you're on a photo.
We'll go this one.
Tell us how old it is. Describe what's happening.
This one is 2013.
Great.
2013. I'll bring it up on the old screen share. Share screen. Oh, it says you've hosted. Just go to share screen, Mike, and go enable for a host to see it. When you hover over the share screen thing on the bottom, that little button, it should say.
Yeah.
There should be a little arrow next to it or something so I can share it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it, dude.
Oh, fuck.
Just you pick the photos from 2013
Anyway, it's in 2013. He's drunk.
Yeah.
He's got a bandana on and a singlet.
Right.
And someone said, you do not look well in this one.
Right. Just comment on it. This second lockdown is really getting to me. Hope you're well.
So it's a oh man,
I hope he doesn't do comedy or isn't connected anymore. I don't even know this dude, but yeah,
I'll the second lockdown is getting to me.
It's really getting to me. Hope you're well, brother, or hope you're well, man.
Fuck, this is brutal.
Yeah. And then
he'll think I'm because when I worked at Flight Center, he did as well. Plus we did comedy, so I used to see him around a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is based in quite a bit of reality here. Like based in a bit of truth.
Yeah, yeah. Hope you're well, brother.
Yeah. Is that up?
Oh fuck. Yeah. Yes. I'll oh fuck. That is brutal. All right.
Badrin, we got I guess a few ideas for you. Obviously you don't have to do anything if you don't want to, but I'll send a pic through to you now on Facebook. And then Let me see if I can find it. And with
this is slightly worse because this is going to be the first tweet I've done in about fucking 2 months. Is that all right?
I know. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah.
I can set up Instagram if you like and just have this one picture.
Share the screen now, Mike, and then send it to him later or something or whatever.
All right. Hold on.
Well,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. So let me send it to you now.
And then I've got one for you, Ray. I don't know whether you'll do it or not.
What's his phone?
So I just sent this picture through to Badgerin.
Oh, that's fucked. That's just fucking gross. Like, I don't even know what it is. Like, oh, I hate that so much. I hate that so much. What do you want me to do with that? Oh, it's gross in so many ways. Like, I don't even get it.
We've talked about it on here before. It's all these like Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, the clown from It.
Someone
Pennywise.
Tortured naked men or something. It's so fucked. What is it?
But it's like, yes, slasher movie villains. And I think you would just tweet the picture. The caption would be pretty cool.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, yeah, there's that one, Ray. The only other ones I had was like a tweet, like a earnest one, like, honestly, will we make it through? Really need a glimmer of hope right now.
I mean, like, I'm happy to do either, but I'm fucking not too far off fucking writing that, really. So, writing that myself anyway. So,
let's go to one.
Man, in Paris, look, I went to this show last night and it's fucking full. And, like, I always thought, like, I didn't know, like, the French are still kissing each other hello and, like, it gives you hope, like, that we will make it. Anyway, I'm going to miss you. All right, here we go. Let's post this fucking picture up.
Oh, man, that's great.
So, yeah, I guess that's that picture, which we've been sitting on for a while, and then, yeah. What, pretty cool or even nothing?
Yeah.
What, just nothing? Just nothing or pretty just cool? What were you
pretty cool.
Maybe just nothing. What do you reckon?
I like pretty cool. Like, he's found this art and he's like, yeah, this is
pretty cool.
Good
enough to
come out of retirement for.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Oh, God. Just pretty cool, like, without, like, any other words around it. I'm looking at it now. I'm about to press tweet. It looks so sincere. Like, you know, if I wrote, like, this is pretty cool, or if I wrote, like, anyway, there you go. It's tweeted. There you go. Fuck me.
Is it done?
It's so gross. Yeah, look. It's so gross. Oh, it's so gross. Probably going to get dropped from a fucking agent now.
Oh, God. No, you won't. And just take it down whenever. Just screen, or we'll screenshot it even before you do. And then thanks, man. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
It's a great tweet.
You got anything you got to promote, Ray? Anything? Are you releasing this podcast or?
Nah, you know? I was just gonna maybe. Oh, I didn't know what I was gonna do with it. I've got 2 episodes. I doubt it. But man, I'm just chilling out, doing a bit of stand up. I did this writing job. Fucking nothing really. Got some gigs. Got a few gigs popping up and stuff like that. Starting to pop up. I don't know, man. Just fucking chilling out. Yeah.
Cool,
man. Oh, that's good. That's good. It's so good
Edinburgh,
to see you again.
Edinburgh 2021. Yeah, I'll do that. Promote that. Yeah. Come to my Edinburgh show in 2021.
Get your tickets now. It's only a year away. Yeah.
Bring your blankets.
No. There's no masturbating involved.
My man, thanks so much. Thanks so much for doing this. Pull that tweet down, whatever. If you get any traction whatsoever, let us know. And
I'll leave it on in honor of the podcast. But thank you for having me, guys. It's so lovely to catch up with you both.
Oh, you too, brother.
So good to see you, mate.
All right.
Yeah, all right. See you. All right. Cool.
All right,
see you later.
Bye.